the thing about history is that it seems to have this timetable for when people are able to sort of accept new material. So there's my book that introduced new material into this narrative of the civil rights movement. And then a few years later comes Slavery by Another Name by Douglas Blackman. And it was about the convict lease system, which was the sort of successor to slavery. You know, there's such a continuum of this history, and we see the current iteration of it in the immigration law, that it's useful to keep trying to analyze it and break the codes so that you will recognize it the next time it comes around, because it does keep coming around. And then there's also the triumphal side, which is that Birmingham produced the movement, the uprising, that overthrew segregation. It was sort of the winning battle of the Second Civil War. There's a lot to celebrate there. Now, the movement part has been fairly well documented. So now I think it would be good to kind of move into more the think tank phase with that and see how many applications you can find for it. I mean, you saw it in Occupy Wall Street was a variation on the theme of Birmingham. The Arab Spring was another iteration of Birmingham. So you see just how this keeps on working. And Birmingham, I think, could be a real just laboratory for nonviolent solutions to injustices.
What do you make of the criticisms of some people saying that celebrating these events is sort of just a capitalist way of bringing people to the city and tourism? And
you know, I was a little upset that it was being so kind of aggressively sold as an economic opportunity. I think that should be the secondary effect, albeit a good effect of this. But honestly, they knew that was a way to get the business community behind it. But what I had been promoting was, I thought it would be a shame if some of that real money that's being raised to commemorate ourselves didn't go to the people who paid the biggest price for this. And there are a lot of walking wounded in the city who paid a big price in 63. Sometimes it amazes me how people's pain is converted into shame. And I think that's what happened with some of the victims, is that they somehow felt that they were embarrassed by this when they should have been embraced and comforted. You know, there's still a lot of healing to do, and it wouldn't take that much money relative to what they're raising to be able to do something about that.